Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And got a good one for you today, and it's hot out here too. So people are not traveling right now. Not this 4th of July season like they normally did in years gone by. And there's a lot to cover. Wow, here's another. Right on Main Street in Huntington Beach, another surf shop down for the count. Wow, that is crazy, guys. End of June, guys. Like, subscribe. Hey, how are you? Like, subscribe. Don't forget to comment on the video. And also, we have a sponsor today, Patriot Gold. And I'll comment on them a little later. But first things first, guys. Every year, there are stats about how people are going to travel. And right now, as we enter, you know, 4th of July week. And because 4th of July falls on a Thursday, so many people get Thursday, Friday off. And then they travel for the weekend. They anticipate that there's going to be 70 million people that will travel by car 50 miles or more. And you can sit there and say, oh, that's great. That's a huge figure. No, 4 in 10 people say that they're not going anywhere and that they don't have the money to go anywhere. That's the number one reason. Now, the last few years, it was COVID related. Hey, we don't want to travel. We want to be safe, all that stuff. Now, nobody doesn't have the money to go out and travel. And you're going to see tourist towns like this. Now, for example, this place on 4th of July has a parade that gets 1 million people during its heyday. It will be interesting to see what it ends up getting this year. At least 500,000. If it's a failure, it'll get 500,000 people out here. But people are not traveling like they used to. And you can read the stories below from Statista and everybody else that covers all this, because it's actually, you know, it's actually pretty interesting. But the number one thing right now is that people just don't have the money. All these different places to shop, Huntington Beach Surf Shop, they always set these outdoor venues get set up. And it's busy, you know? It's nice out here. It's just hot. It's like really weird because we have really hot weather right now that we normally don't have. So. The US Open of Surfing's coming out. You get a big crowd for that every year. They're building all the different grandstands and everything for that. And this pier is always packed. So there's a lot more to show you. One thing I'm always preaching is to save money and to shop where you can save money. One thing that's happening that's coming out as a result of the CDK auto problem where they cannot sell cars is that you're having small auto repairers talk about how they're not allowed to fix cars right now. And I'm going to reach out to TK from TK's Garage about this one. But think about this. Auto repairers that are saying we can't touch the car. They will void your warranty if we do the work on the car. How insane is that? So you can't save money. You can't, you know, oh, the dealer's going to charge me $800 and this guy's going to charge me $400. They're not going to allow that. So read the story below on that because that one's maddening to say the least. You know, Nike's losing money and anticipates it's going to lose money for the next 2 years, 2024 and 2025. When was the last time you bought an expensive pair of running shoes, tennis shoes, workout shoes, anything? I'm telling you guys, when I ran, all I would do is look for well-made shoes. I loved this brand called Avia because it was cheap, but they were very comfortable, and I could run the half marathons, and it's like a car tread, guys. Once these things go down and once you work through it, they're, you know, they wear out just like a car tire does. But to sit there and spend $500, $600, $700 on shoes, nobody has any money for that right now. And kids are not doing that. So it's crazy that you're seeing that. My favorite story of the day is, and I hope that this is true, because read it below. It's from the New York Post. Target is fed up with their shoplifter. And they're fed up with people just walking out of the stores with thousands of dollars of merchandise and not being stopped. So the Target employees have a new mandate come July 1, and that is if you see someone stealing more than $50 worth of merchandise, you can stop them. How great is that? Oh my God, that would be fun. I would just go work there for that, okay? Hey, just that guy from YouTube tackled that guy, okay? I mean, come on. You guys, it's so ridiculous because it makes everything more expensive, and it's going to be interesting to see if other retailers will have the guts to do this too. Now, I don't shop at Target anymore. I'm a smart and final guy now because of everything that Target did to themselves last year. And now you're starting to see the places like Tractor Supply Company. Tractor Supply Company just issued an apology to all their clientele. We never should have done DEI, and we apologize for this. We want our customers back, and we listen to them. Not that I've ever shopped in a Tractor Supply, but it would be interesting to see if this is going to help their sales moving forward. So, very interesting. You know, they have different surfing competitions that are out here, and they build these grandstands based on the size of the event. They'll do that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, can I say hi?
Sure. You want to say hi?
Hey guys, what's up? What's your YouTube channel?
I allegedly.
What do you film?
I do business news. Follow it. Get yourself on a budget, guys. Buy some silver and buy some gold. Okay? So, anyways, it's absolutely beautiful. You will. So it's absolutely beautiful out here, and it's hot, and it is packed. So, anyways, a lot to cover. But, you know, what do you think about this? I would love to see people actually be charged with shoplifting. We've seen so much crazy stuff over the course of the last few years with this that people just walk out. You've seen hundreds of videos of this stuff where people are, you know, stealing merchandise and not getting stopped. What do you guys think about that? I've told the story so many times on the channel, but I'll tell it again. The last time I was in San Francisco, I was going from the Ritz-Carlton to another event, and we walked. We wanted to go and stop at a store and get something to drink. Guy walks in right in front of us, fills his pockets, and jumps over the turnstile. And I'm like, that guy's not with us. I mean, sorry. The guy said, yeah, there's nothing we can do about it. So we walked up and paid for our merchandise. So that's what's insane about this, is they pick and choose who they're going to prosecute, and it's time. Will you guys shop at Tractor Supply now that they've changed their ways and realize that they made a mistake? So let me know, guys. Let me know. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. I am honored to have the CEO of the company, Jack Haney, here. And think about this, guys. They are number one rated now for 8 years in a row. And you need to contact Patriot Gold for all your gold and silver needs. 888-330-1431. But Jack, thank you for being here. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, thank you for having me. And Consumer Affairs, top rated for 8 years in a row, over 1,000 five-star reviews, A-plus rated on the Better Business Bureau. We're the only firm nationwide where your viewers and our clients work directly with the owners of the company.
You know, it's been almost 2 years that I have been covering Patriot Gold on the channel. And like you said, you know, gold went from, what, $1,600 an ounce back then to over $2,300 an ounce, and the sky's the limit. So I think it's going to go much higher. Thanks, guys. Don't forget, call them today, 888-330-1431. Get yourself an investor guide. Contact their stellar customer service, and contact Patriot Gold today.
Thank you.
One thing I did before YouTube was ran medical conferences and startup events. And one company that started to attend my events in the last year that was absolutely fantastic was a company called Dexcom. Dexcom is the company you've seen those commercials where they do the diabetic readers that people wear on their arms, and it tells you with your cell phone, you know, what your blood sugar level's at. Great company. They've done all these innovative products, and they're here in Southern California. At least they were. Thing about companies like this is that when people would get on board with an event like mine, they would sit there and go, wow, this guy's got a lot of people at these mixers. You know, we get 150 people at a mixer on a Monday night, and these guys are like, we're going to be there at all these events. They would show up at my large conferences that we did four times a year, and these guys were great. They would sponsor, they would show up, they would speak at the events, and it was really, really good because it showed their innovation and just a great company. They're sick of California. They just announced that they're laying off 535 people and moving to Arizona. Can't afford California anymore. I'm telling you, this is so much of a problem right now. You know, and as we, you know, leave June right now, it's the perfect time. I always tell people to go out and get your budget in order. And I remind people at the end of the quarter, and I remind them at the halfway mark for the year, but you really do need to get yourself in order. Two things you need to do is you've got to get your budget in order. If you were on the email list, you got a great detailed email on how to budget and multiple suggestions that we have, but you've got to know exactly what it costs you to live every month, because the problem with it is even me, knowing exactly what it costs me to live, it changes. My insurance just went up. And, hey, listen, we really worked on the price for you, and we don't want any issues. Yeah, they don't want me to make a video on how they suck. So no problem, guys. So with that being said, it only went up 13%, which still it went up, but it's not expected a lot more. So I was fine with that. Now, look at your beneficiaries. We talked about this. And I'm telling you, I'm going to do this every quarter now and tell people to do this, because if you saw the stuff that people sent me, there was a man in 1987, worked at Procter & Gamble, got his first retirement account, listed his girlfriend that he lived with, and they broke up 2 years later. She was still listed as a beneficiary. So change that stuff. One woman, $4.3 million worth of life insurance. And again, things change. Relationships happen. People break up, things end, you have the best of intentions at one point in your life, and you've got to be an adult and get over this stuff, because I'm telling you, one person wrote me, and she had multiple men listed as different beneficiaries on her accounts, and she was horrified when she realized that, because it was different people at different times in her life. She's clearly a successful woman, but clearly upside down with that. So, know everything, guys, because I don't care what you believe. With what I saw the other night, with what we all witnessed, you're going to see utter chaos between now and the election. You have to believe that. You have to believe that this is not going to be smooth sailing and everything's going to get worked out. You're going to have problems, and you have to control your own finances and be your own bank right now. That's going to be the only way you're going to survive during this time. And again, if you want to travel, you want to go do things, you can afford it if you plan. You can do anything in this world if you plan for it. But once again, they got music that way. They got music this way. I'm just trying to stay away from it right now. But okay, so work on that stuff. A little bit more to cover on the video. And let me know what you think so far. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories, but one thing that my late girlfriend liked to do was she had different shopping clubs for clothes. She was a professional, and she would get her suits and her different skirts and things like that that she would wear to teach in, and she had all these different shopping apps that she would go, and there were certain ones that she really liked because they would send her out two and three sets of sometimes the same thing but different colors. Or maybe a couple different sizes because they varied, and she would try them on and then send them back. And when she got sick, we'd have to remind her, hey, send that stuff back that you didn't buy because they bill you for this stuff that you keep. There is a company called Pretty Little Things, the story is below, where they're saying, no, you can't return anything. You buy it, you own it. The clientele are furious right now because these guys are out, women are out, buying this stuff. Now they're just lambasting them all over social media saying that this is terrible. So, interesting. Interesting, interesting. Now, next thing is, one thing that I admire as a writer, okay, one thing that I really like to do is I like what's inspired people. Don Henley of the Eagles, who I get to see later on this year, which is very cool. And Don Henley, when they wrote Hotel California, he did it all by hand. He did the entire album, which is over 100 pages, by hand. And this got into somebody else's hands. Now, he's suing them, saying that they stole it and that they weren't entitled to have it. And now there's this big lawsuit on it. And he wanted to file criminal charges, but now it's not going to be a criminal action. It's just going to be a civil suit. But Joe Esterhaus, who wrote Basic Instinct and a bunch of other great movies, was a good writer. And I got to correspond with that guy one time. But he talked about how when he wrote, okay, different movies and different manuscripts and stuff, there are fans that want this stuff. They would pay a fortune for it. And that's the thing about the Don Henley material is that he's suing, and it's Alvin Bragg's office that's handling the lawsuit in New York. So that'll be interesting. So final story is Costco's chicken. You know, Costco has that chicken for $4.99, the rotisserie chicken that everybody loves, everybody raves about. But there's been a change, and they put the chicken now in the little meat bag. And Whole Foods does this, Costco does it. People are furious because those chickens make it home and they leak grease all over. They leak it all over your other food, all over your car. The plastic hoods that they put on were very expensive, and they had to keep the price the same. They had to be able to put it in those plastic bags. Have you seen those? I think that people are kind of overreacting. But again, people throw everything in a bag and they throw it in the back of their trunk, and then it leaks all over the place. And then you've got chicken juice smell forever and a day all over you. So please like, please subscribe, get your budget in order as we enter July. You guys, chaos will ensue this summer. You haven't seen anything yet. You are not alone in this. You are not alone in preparing for your finances, and you're going to see things go on sale like you've never seen. Whatever you want to buy, any big purchase, I'm telling you, do a Fred Flintstone, put your feet down and just wait. Get some patience, which I do not have. I do not know what that word means, but I'm telling you, if you want to save a fortune right now, this is the way to do it. Wait, because everything's going to go on sale. And as people get more and more desperate, including businesses, car dealerships, everything, you're going to get tremendous deals. Okay? Onward and upward, guys. See you guys soon.